Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 60. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for showers, lows level off around 39. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 26.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas state legislators say they are concerned about foreign governments and foreign individuals purchasing land across the state of Kansas, as KSNT News reports that they have introduced a bill 2766 aimed at prohibiting companies that are potentially controlled by China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela from purchasing or leasing land within 150 miles of any U.S. military installation. A hearing on the bill was done earlier this week with the Kansas Land and Military Installation Protection Act that took place in the House Committee on Commerce, Labor, and Economic Development. The bill was originally introduced by House Majority Leader Chris Croft from Overland Park, saying, quote, "It is clear that we are facing a new type of threat in the People's Republic of China, which is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. The CCP has a goal of global dominance and usurping the United States as the world's premier military and economic power." If the bill does pass, Kansas would join 15 other states that have passed similar pieces of legislation.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
With wildfires raging across the Mid-America region already for the first part of March, the question is, what could this summertime look like as we get into some of those warmer seasons and trying to battle ongoing drought conditions that we've seen for the past few years? As we sat down with Rodney Redinger with the Kansas Forest Service, talking about what the outlook of this summer may look like in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, a lot of it depends on the weather systems that come through. I mean, we can be dry, and you know, the fuels can be really dry, and if we don't have the systems coming through with big wind shifts and big cold fronts coming through and that kind of thing, you know, then our fires will stay relatively small, right? And so sure. It's a little bit hard to predict, but the way things are kind of shaping up right now, with the amount of fuel loading that we have, especially when you get down along the Kansas-Oklahoma border out in southwestern Kansas, you know, there's a lot of fuel out there. So the things that we know, they're lining up to cause some concern.
Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber of Commerce met to discuss the Elimination Property Income and Corporate or EPIC Tax Plan. Here's what President Jamie Carl had to say about the plan.
And you're looking at homes. 22% on the cost of a home, or 15 to 22% on the cost of a new car, 15 to 22% on the cost of childcare. I think Nebraska becomes very unattractive for young families or, frankly, even retirees on fixed incomes. Nebraska just doesn't look all that attractive. It's certainly not competitive for businesses anymore. I think we would see a major population loss if this thing were to pass.
The EPIC Tax Group organization is currently collecting signatures in an attempt to get their plan put on the November ballot. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. During this Severe Weather Awareness Week, the National Weather Service reminds you to be prepared. Stay in front of severe weather with updates from local media sources as well as weather radio. Make sure receiver batteries are fresh. In the event of severe weather, know the terms used, including watches and warnings. Safety and evacuation protocols should be covered and communicated with family, friends, or coworkers, and alternate plans should be developed. When storms hit, be aware of the dangers of high winds, including tornado, but also be aware of lightning safety and the potential for flash flooding. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Marshall County Emergency Management offers free emergency alerts, including unexpected road closures, missing persons, evacuations, and etc., which can be sent via text, phone call, and email. Go to the county website, marshallcoks.org, find emergency management under the Departments tab, and scroll down to Northeast Kansas Emergency Management to enter your information and create your account. You can also find a link on the Marshall County Emergency Management Facebook page or contact their office for information at 562-4550. A program on Medicare Basics through River Valley Extension District is planned Tuesday evening, March 12th in Concordia. Learn about Medicare eligibility, enrollment, options, benefits, supplements, and more. Program begins next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Cloud County Co-op Conference Room in Concordia and is free. Advance registration appreciated. Phone 785-243-8185. A program on chronic disease self-management will be offered through the River Valley Extension District over a six-week period, beginning Thursday, March 14th, at the Republic County Hospital in Belleville. With a focus on helping people and their caregivers manage symptoms, improve quality of life, and reduce healthcare costs, tips for managing long-term health conditions will be covered. Those with chronic lung disease, bipolar disorder, high blood pressure, IBS, chronic pain, chronic heartburn, HIV, diabetes, or other conditions may benefit from this interactive program, aiming to increase confidence, physical and psychological well-being. More information on the program online at selfmanagementresource.com. Program is free. Participants will receive a copy of Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions. Group will meet a total of six times at the Republic County Hospital in Belleville, Thursdays 10 until noon, beginning March 14th. They're capping the program at 18 participants. Please pre-register at the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District, 785-325-2121. Marysville Public Library will offer come-and-go crafts during spring break each day Monday through Friday next week from 10 to 2. Those under 7 need to be accompanied by someone over the age of 12. Crafts are free and vary each day, running 10 until 2 at the Marysville Public Library. Area basketball teams begin play Wednesday and Thursday in the state tournaments. Valley Heights will have no class on Wednesday. Hanover will dismiss classes Thursday at noon. $10,000 bond is set for a Barnes man. Edward Anthony Heaton was arrested on pending charges of criminal use of a weapon, possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia with intent to distribute, and interference with law enforcement. Heaton is being held in the Washington County Jail. Michael D. Young, age 63, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Michael Young. Virginia Jenkins, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 29th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church Faith Hall in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Virginia Jenkins. Walter K. Hendricks, age 85, of Wymore passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Walt Hendricks. Daniel R. Singleton, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Singleton. Betty A. Castle, age 94, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Castle. A reminder, the Severe Weather Awareness Week is underway, and they will sound the storm sirens this morning, 11 a.m. And a reminder, Valley Heights, no school today. The girls' state basketball tournament in Dodge City. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham with scalloped potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, a hamburger with baked beans, sliced carrots, lettuce, tomato, and pineapple. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers are likely throughout the day on Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Then more rain likely throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers still likely throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, and partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clearing up on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 52, record high on this date 83, the average low 28. Sunset this evening 6:25, sunrise in the morning at 6:52. It's 26 degrees this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 6th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Do not sleep on the Cavaliers. Trailing by as many as 22 points in the fourth quarter at home, Cleveland forward Dean Wade took over, outscoring the Boston Celtics by himself 20-17. He had a career-high 23 points, including the game-winning dunk. The Cavs rallied to shock Boston 105-104, bringing Boston's 11-game winning streak to a screeching halt. Jason Tatum, post-game.
Tip your hat off to him. He had some tough shots. He stepped up big for his team tonight and hit some big shots, and he was hot.
In Denver, the Nuggets rallied to force overtime against the Suns in the fifth quarter.
Beal will inbound under the hoop, finds Durant. Another three on the way, and another one goes for Kevin Durant.
The call on MVP. Kevin Durant had 35 points in the Suns' 117-107 win. Pelicans embarrassed the Raptors 139-98. The Hawks crushed the Jalen Brunson-less Knicks 116-100. Nets edged the Sixers 112-107, and the Heat topped the Pistons 118-110. Men's top 25 college action. Number 3 Purdue down 12th-ranked Illinois 77-71. 7th-ranked North Carolina drubbed Notre Dame 84-51. It was number 13 Auburn 101. Missouri 74. NHL, the league best Panthers continue to roll, beating the Devils 5-3. Oilers and Bruins tied at 1 in overtime in Boston.
He'll come down the left. He'll get it in front. To Draisaitl, scores!
The call on 630 CHED. Edmonton wins 2-1. Canucks and Kings also tied at 1 in overtime in Los Angeles.
Again to Miller. Left wing. Side of the goal for Besser. Back to Miller. One-timer. He scores!
The call on SN 650. Vancouver downs the Kings 2-1. Stars outscored the Sharks 7-6 in OT. The Kraken edged the Jets 4-3. This is Rich Canty, ABC Sports.
I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
State basketball tournaments tip off Wednesday as the Valley Heights girls, 18-5, face Leota, Wichita County, undefeated in 23 starts at Dodge City Wednesday at 2. Axtell boys, 21-2, face St. John's Tipton from Beloit, 14-7, at 6 p.m. Wednesday. We'll air both games live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app.
Wall-to-wall state basketball coverage takes over KNDY FM 95.5 this week. Follow the Valley Heights girls, Frankfort girls, Hanover girls, and Axtell boys as they bid for a state title. Tune in to FM 95.5 or catch live coverage at KNDYradio.com or in the free KNDY FM mobile app. Don't miss a second of the excitement from Dodge City, Colby, and Great Bend with KNDY, your home for area sports coverage for over 50 years.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, as it was a mostly lower day in the grains, mixed to slightly higher in the livestock. In the grains yesterday, we saw quite a bit of selling in both corn and the wheat. The Russian and European markets continue to slash their wheat prices, sending the prices down here, and it's been a rather quiet trading week so far, waiting for the USDA crop report coming out on Friday. So let's take a look at the livestock and how it finished yesterday, as it was a mixed to slightly higher day. today. In the cattle markets, mostly green. April live cattle at 132 at $188 per hundredweight. June was up 95 cents to 183.52. March feeder cattle up 75 cents to 252.30, and April up 142 to 257.17. However, the lean hogs were a bit lower yesterday. April hogs dropped $1.10 down to 85.17. May down 40 cents to 91.57. Again, as I had mentioned, quite a bit of pressure in the grains and the oil seeds yesterday, as we saw corn 4 to 5 cents lower. And here through the overnight session, we do see March corn back up a half at 414, but May and the later futures months all a bit lower, May down a quarter cent to 426. In the wheat markets yesterday, sometime a 20 cent drop in places, double digits in others, as May Kansas City wheat here through the overnight session is well on its way back to that, back down 8 at 561 and a quarter, July down 6 and a quarter to 551 and a half, and the oats a bit lower here this morning as well, May down a 3/4 cent mark to 361 and a quarter. Slight pressure on the soybeans once again after finishing lower yesterday by a couple of cents. May soybean down a penny to 1148. July's down a half a cent at 1158 and a half. May soybean meal down 230 to 327.60. And the oil market's a bit higher this morning. May soybean oil up 42 points at 45.46. Cotton also with a triple digit gain here this morning already. May cotton up 216 at 96.40. A big driver for the day today is how the dollar index is going to shape up. And here through the overnight session, early trading, we see the March U.S. dollar index down 18 at 103.57.
The annual Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale will be Saturday, March 16th at the T7 Ranch facilities north of Greenlee. 60 Angus and Sim Angus top-of-the-line performance bulls, along with 40 fall calving Fancy Black and F1 Baldy heifers, with 10 AI bred heifers ready for March and April calving. Performance tested and proven genetics from T7 and G&G cattle at the Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale March 16th, sale time at 5 p.m. Kansas native Logan Mize entertains after the sale. Catalog and information available on Facebook at T7Ranch.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Cattle. Online bidding through liveauctions.tv.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Oil prices and inflation rates are among the main driving factors of the price of fertilizer. K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl discusses how fertilizer prices impact producers' net income.
Fertilizer is really the second biggest expense category outside machinery. So machinery is by far and away the biggest expense category. A lot of those expenses are fixed expenses. But then when we look at the variable expenses, really fertilizer is the most important one there. You know, farmers have a lot of money tied up in growing a crop, especially for something like corn or grain sorghum or wheat, where you're putting a lot of nitrogen on your product. So those crops use a lot of fertilizer, and whenever those prices go up, we see a corresponding hit to the farmer's bottom line, because that's going to show up as a higher input cost.
Ibendahl relays the optimal price of oil and inflation rates that he'd expect to keep fertilizer costs in check.
Whenever we see oil prices go up, we're going to see a corresponding hit on the fertilizer side. So, you know, we had fertilizer prices go up well above $1,000 a ton for anhydrous at one point. You know, they have since backed off quite a bit here. And over the last few months, I think anhydrous now is currently in the mid-$800 range or so. But really, as long as the oil price stays in the $70 range, I think you'll look at fertilizer prices being pretty steady. A lot of it's going to depend on the inflation side too here. So as long as we have kind of got inflation down to the 3 or 4% range, I think you're looking at, you know, fertilizer in the $800 range is probably pretty realistic.
He explains why producers may consider buying their fertilizer sooner rather than later in 2024.
Farmers can buy things ahead of time, and a lot of farmers do have some storage capabilities for buying fertilizer and storing it, and the same with fuel storage as well here. So, you know, farmers can look at my price predictions and look at maybe when they want to consider buying things. If you go back and look at what happened a year ago, you know, a lot of farmers tend to want to buy fertilizer in the fall because they can count that as an expense in the current year, and it can help lower things for tax purposes. Well, a year ago, it was the case where, you know, fertilizer prices went down pretty much all winter, most of the spring. So those farmers who bought fertilizer later in the year and earlier in the spring actually came out ahead over those folks who bought their fertilizer earlier in the year, maybe like a year ago last fall. Well, I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I don't think waiting and buying your fertilizer this spring later is going to really allow you much saving, because it looks to me like fertilizer has been rising a good chunk of the winter here. I don't really see a whole lot of downside potential, though, in the fertilizer market, just based on where the oil price and the inflation price is here. So I don't really see much fertilizer prices going much lower. I think the risk of things going higher is probably a bigger risk to producers.
That was K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl on the current fertilizer price outlook. Learn more at agmanager.info. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday cattle sales at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They are accepting early consignments for the sale tomorrow. Of course, we'll have early consignment listings on Thursday morning. Thursday sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
It is hard to imagine a rainbow without color, but they do occur. All about one of Mother Nature's eeriest phenomenons today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 6th, the 66th day of the year. The king of Western swing music, Bob Wills, was born on this day, and Walter Cronkite's last broadcast from the anchor desk was on this night in 1981. March can be a foggier month than most, especially for interior portions of the country, when mild air passes over damp or snow-covered ground. And it's in these conditions that you might be lucky enough to spot one of nature's rare creations, a white rainbow. Unlike a regular rainbow, where raindrops spit sunlight into multiple colors, a white rainbow occurs where the droplets are so tiny they can only bounce back white light. A white rainbow that persisted for several weeks was spotted a decade ago by Arctic explorers near the North Pole. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 26 degrees this hour. Highs around 60 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The number 14 Kansas Jayhawks topped the Kansas State Wildcats last night in the interstate rivalry with the Sunflower Showdown in the final one of the regular season with a 90-68 victory. It was off to a strong start for the Jayhawks with 41 points going into the half over the Wildcats' 33 points. As Kevin McCullough Jr. put 19 points on the board with 3 rebounds and 3 assists, Nicholas Timberlake also had 18 points with Hunter Dickinson putting up 13. On the Wildcat side, it was all William Neclair as he put 17 points on the board throughout the game. Arthur Kaluma had 10 points, with Cam Carter only getting 3 points and 3 rebounds throughout his 24 minutes on the floor. The Jayhawks now head into their final game of the regular season on Saturday as they head on the road to take on number 1 Houston, with tip-off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Wildcats are at home for their final game as the number 6 Iowa State Cyclones head to Kansas for their tip-off on Saturday at 1. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
State basketball tournaments tip off Wednesday as the Valley Heights girls, 18-5, face Leota, Wichita County, undefeated in 23 starts at Dodge City Wednesday at 2. Axtell boys, 21-2, face St. John's Tipton from Beloit, 14-7, at 6 p.m. Wednesday. We'll air both games live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
For KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky, joined with TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff Wirtz today as we get ready for a action-packed week of state basketball. Jeff, we're going to start in girls action, first starting with the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs there in 2A. As they enter this season under Jordan Brockman, they've had success over the year, but what stands out about them this season in particular?
Well, right now, on a 7-game winning streak, they're scoring just short of 57 points per game. Right now might be their most impressive basketball of the season. I think this Valley Heights team is hot going into the tournament, and that could really prove some big things for them.
This was a squad that did return a lot of players off of last year's team. How has that benefited this team when it came to getting through a tough 2A substate?
That's a given. When you get to March, having those senior leaders, having those upperclassmen. It's just like anything else. You have to have the ones to steer the ship properly, and that's exactly what this senior class does.
The next team we're going to chat about here, Jeff, is in the Frankfort Wildcats. Third place finish at state last year. They're back at it again this year. What makes Frankfort so lethal this season?
The fact that they don't panic is the most impressive feat for this Frankfort team. They never seem to be shaken by anything. Lexi Dollinghouse, Hattie Gross, so many great players that don't process what's going on around them. It's just looking straight forward. They have one goal, and that is to get where they are in the state championship and continue down this line.
And as we look at their state, you see two TVL teams, but before we get into it, how strong was this TVL girls this year?
Through the roof. You see that with now four teams going to state tournaments. It's absolutely incredible. And those teams that are there now, you know, the Hanovers, Centralia's are the constants of the Twin Valley League. And it seemed like this year we had those constants and about three to five others that were, hey, we want to get to that level too.
Going back to the top, you mentioned them, Hanover. They come in after an undefeated season last year, four losses on the year. But what has been different about the Wildcats this year, but still, I guess, the same in the same sentence?
You know, in March, it's death, taxes, and Hanover girls basketball at state. That's all there is to it. They know how to win this time of year. Anna Juniman averaging over 20 points per game. Caitlin Clipp doesn't put up big numbers, but what she does on the boards and defensively and just away from the ball is absolutely incredible. You put those two on any team, and it automatically makes any team that much better.
The Centralia Lady Panthers, I called it a quiet 21-2. They lost the first game of the season and the last of the regular season, led, of course, by All-State player Owen Dieters. But it's the role players, I think, for Centralia, Jeff, that have really helped this team this season.
Definitely. Players like Josie Haverkamp, Claire Heinen. I can't wait to see the Centralia team play at state, because statewide, people think a lot of Owen Dieters, but it's all of those players with her. The state are going to know those names as well.
Four girls teams, two more boys teams to talk about here, joined again by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We're going to move on now to the Axtell boys. They, of course, going back to the state tournament for the second year in a row under head coach Jason Tynan, an athletic team that has fought from behind in a lot of games late in the season. But what makes this Axtell team possibly special as they look for a state title run?
The progression of this team throughout not just this year, but the last 3 to 4 years. These seniors went 12-11 as freshmen, and now they're 21-2. This group has completely changed what Axtell basketball is all about.
And another team that I said was quiet, 21-2, but both of those losses came in TVL play. How did those affect this Axtell season, and then also, luckily, not on a state tournament date?
So many obscure stats in the Twin Valley Leagues that I can find. This year, it is a good thing that the tournament is starting on the 6th, because the Axtell Eagles have lost two games this year. January 5th against Clifton Clyde, and February 5th against Frankfort. So if this tournament was starting on March 5th, the Axtell boys might be a little worried. But I think they have the chance to get some wins here at state. Eli Brockstrom is averaging 13.5 points a game. Brandon Schmelsley right in that area as well. I just really like this Axtell team.
And one of those teams in the TVL that handed them their loss, Clifton Clyde Eagles, the boys, another run at a state title. They fell short with a first-round loss last year, but how has that motivated this senior-led team that has been together and played a lot of basketball?
Well, you know, with a loss like that, you can do one of two things. You can cower away, or you can do what the Clifton Clyde Eagles did and get mad and work a lot harder in the off-season. Work a lot harder throughout the regular season, and now just playing some of their best basketball, maybe in a decade, in Clifton Clyde. Just absolutely an incredible team. And, yeah, they're going to use that last year as motivation for what they have coming up.
Again, we congratulate the six area teams being able to make it to a state tournament run. I know, Jeff, you're going to have updates of all the state games along with us here at KNDY. So where can people find that information this week?
Of course, you can go to the TVL Sports Spotlight on social media. I will also have a new podcast up today on TVLSpotlight.com to preview all of this. And I want to thank KNDY for everything that they do for the TVL Sports Spotlight. And, Max, I'm looking forward to this, man.
It's going to be a fun end to the basketball season. Unfortunately, that's the worst part about state, is it does have to come to an end. So, again, joined today by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We appreciate what you do every week as well.
Max, it's been a pleasure.
Wall-to-wall state basketball coverage takes over KNDY FM 95.5 this week. Follow the Valley Heights girls, Frankfort girls, Hanover girls, and Axtell boys as they bid for a state title. Tune in to FM 95.5 or catch live coverage at KNDYradio.com or in the free KNDY FM mobile app. Don't miss a second of the excitement from Dodge City, Colby, and Great Bend with KNDY, your home for area sports coverage for over 50 years.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 60. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for showers, lows level off around 39. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Right now, 26.
This is Crazy Kel at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full-service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.